Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner. On this show, I interview life coaches, business coaches, and other coaches to discuss all aspects of coaching and business. We'll also take your questions, and you might have the opportunity for live coaching right on the show. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz with Ingenuity Coaching. I help people transitioning from corporate America to entrepreneurship. My mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. If you're listening live right now and you want to call in with a question, the call-in phone number is 646-929-2893. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/coachandrew and log into your account and join the chat room. I've been away from the show for a few weeks. For those of you who have been regular listeners, you may know that I've recently had some surgery, and as a result, my voice has been affected that probably for the next few months. So if you're wondering what's going on with the coach's voice, that's what's going on. But here I am doing a lot better, and we're ready to go. And I am really excited to tell you about my first guest on the show tonight. Actually, my only guest on the show tonight, Wes Murray, has been involved in the health and fitness industry for almost a decade. After overcoming his own fitness challenges, he became a personal trainer in 2002 and eventually attained master trainer status. His commitment to health has led him to train people from various walks of life, from stay-at-home moms to Oscar-winning celebrities. Wes became a wellness coach in 2007. He uses his skills to help guide his clients into making positive and important changes to their lives. Wes is certified with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. He's also a trained wellness coach through Well Coaches and the American Council of Sports Medicine. Wes speaks publicly about health, nutrition, lifestyle changes, and positive motivation. And for more information, you can see www.amrifitness.com. That's amrifitness.com. Wes Murray, are you with us?
I am here, Andrew.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. And, first of all, I just want to acknowledge you, Dr. Poritz, for, just staying in there, hanging in there, being strong, even through all of your own health challenges. And I think it's amazing that you are able to make this happen. So I just want to nod you for that.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks for upgrading me to Dr. Poritz, I think I heard. that would be fascinating.
Yes.
My mother would come down from heaven just to say, my son, the doctor. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
But thank you. I really appreciate that. So, and I've known you for quite some time.
Absolutely.
And I actually am somebody who knows you from before.
Yes.
I know you before you made those changes in your life. So I'm somebody who could personally attest, this guy really did it.
It's a funny thing because for people who don't know me and they see my before pictures and my after pictures, their first reaction is one of skepticism. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to have someone, someone who's there, flesh and blood, that can actually say, to validate, like, I've seen those changes. I know it's possible. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So tell me, Wes, how did you get into fitness and coaching?
Well, it was kind of a roundabout way how I got into fitness. I didn't get into this kind of like the typical way that a lot of trainers have gotten into it. A lot of times trainers or fitness professionals is just an extension of who they are. They probably grew up around being active, sports or dance or that sort of thing, and they just kind of made it into a career. I moved to New York City about a little over 10 years ago, maybe about 12 years ago, and came to the bright lights, big city of New York, with my degree in commercial art, and I was going to be a graphic designer. In fact, I was. I worked for internet design company during that whole .com wave. Mm. And And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed what I did for a living, but I found that I was in front of a computer all day. I was spending 16 hours a day in front of a computer. And it, you know, it was funny because where my office was, there was a McDonald's on the other side of the street, which was near the subway station. So I would come up from the subway station, I would go to McDonald's for breakfast, I'd go into the building, work, run out for 20 minutes, run back to McDonald's and go back in, work my rest of the day, and then where else to go but McDonald's before I went home. And I did that for quite some time, and I was already an overweight person, but at my heaviest I was 300 pounds. And what happened was, you know, quite honestly, how it really started was I was walking past a magazine aisle, and magazine rack, I should say, and I saw a fitness magazine, and caught my attention, and I opened it up, and within the magazine there was a fitness contest. Now, you know, it seems pretty commonplace now, but back then it was sort of revolutionary. I'd never seen anything like this before, so I decided, you know what, I'm going to enter this contest. And what happened was, I didn't complete it. So then the next time I came around for another contest, I entered that one. Didn't complete it. Noticing a pattern here? So
yes, I certainly am.
Yeah. but what it was, it wasn't until a good friend of mine, who coincidentally enough is a business coach, he took me aside one time. And he just kind of said to me, like, dude, what's going on? You know, I'm worried about you. Like, you know, at that time I was 28 years old. You know, you should be in the prime of your life, and you look like you're 40. And, you know, I'm very concerned that you probably won't live to see the day that you actually turn 40 if you continue in this direction. So, you know, you can imagine, you know, at that time, that was kind of like my first reality check. You know, we always have the chatter inside our own minds, but it's not until when someone else kind of mirrors you and says to you what you've been thinking to yourself that for some people that's when it becomes the reality for them. So I did a lot of soul searching, and I said, okay, Wes, this will be it. So I entered that contest. Lo and behold, I completed it. You know, I didn't win. I didn't come close. But what that did do was allow me to not just adapt, you know, different eating strategies and lifestyle changes, but it also changed my mindset. And what happened was, you know, I only entered the contest once, but I developed my own style of fitness. And what lo and behold, what happened was I ended up losing over 100 pounds. And I began to become a beacon, for, you know, for lack of a better word, for people, because people would always come up to me who knew my story and then would ask me, you know, what did you do? How did you do it? And I was giving people advice. I was giving people, you know, my own experience. At the time, I didn't classify it as coaching, but I was actually coaching people. And I realized in this process that I had a desire to help people, had a passion to help other people to accomplish the same goals that I, you know, created for myself. So, you know, that's sort of the, I guess, the long version of how I got into it and into the fitness industry. And, you know, I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, so. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What contest was that, by the way?
Okay, if you must know, it's the Body for, you know, now it's called the, I think it's called the Body of Life, Body for Life.
Body for Life, that's the one, yeah. That I did that as well.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. When I first entered it, it was called something else. It was very close to it, but it became soon to be known by Body for Life. So yeah, you know, and actually I remember having conversations with you way back then regarding that contest.
That was so that would have been 2001.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I was right in the middle of it during that time. And so what happened was in some ways it was just a nice coincidence, because during the time when I was deciding to become a trainer, the .com burst was full and in effect. And so it kind of made my transition easier. And what I discovered when I got into fitness and I became a trainer that some people took the advice that I gave them and ran with it, and some people took the advice that I gave them and they were doing exactly what I was doing at first, you know, starting it, not completing it, starting it, not completing it. And I, you know, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure out why. And at that time, it was just like, okay, well, you eat this and you do this and you do that. And then a week later, they didn't do it. So I was just like, well, why didn't you do it? And for a lot of people, and I'm going to speak specifically in the realm that I'm familiar with just fitness, you know, that's a lot of how we coach people. And it wasn't until a few years ago that I became aware of a way of speaking with your clients, a way of being with your clients that can actually create changes. I had to look back, actually. I had to look back at myself and say to myself, well, what made the change? What made the difference? Well, one was that conversation that I had with my friend. And the other thing that also made the difference was some of the things that I did to change my mindset. And it wasn't just, and I mean, part of it was just completing something that you started, but it was also doing, some of the changes that I suggest for my clients, such as visualization. And I mean, like, you know, I am a graphic designer by trade, and what I used to do was I would, you know, I'm fairly skilled in Photoshop. I would take my head and put it on, you know, the body that I wanted, and I would put that on my computer screen, and I would look at that. You know, these were some of the things that I was doing then that, shame on me, I was not imparting on my clients. So in 2007, you know, I got involved with Well Coaches and, you know, really got into that conversation of what is coaching and about the inquiry. And
why don't you tell me about Well Coaches, because I'm not familiar with them.
Okay, Well Coaches was created by Margaret Moore. Should have known he was going to put me on the spot with that.
Absolutely.
but she, you know, I guess as far as coaching goes in the whole spectrum, it's a fairly new faction of coaching that specifically is on wellness. Now, the difference between, you know, Well Coaches as an approach as compared to other types of programs is that it really is based in the science of behavioral change, you know, and it looks at the five stages. I'm sure you're familiar with it, which is you know, pre-contemplative, contemplative, contemplation. I'm sorry, preparation, action, and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you know, we coach from each level. Now, and the thing is that because of my own background and my own expertise in fitness, I get to wear two hats. I get, you know, I'm able to take a step back, be that listener, be that mirror that coaches are, and have that open dialogue. But at the same time, when the time comes, I can immediately switch hats and be able to give them the guidance that they need from the doing aspect of it. Because, and here's another thing that I discovered. I discovered that most of us, I'd say 90% of us, we already know what to do. And, you know, and that also applies in business too, I think, in my opinion, is that we may not know exactly the step by step, but we have some inkling of what it takes. Like, for instance, with fitness, you know, you may not know the best quote-unquote exercise or the most appropriate fat-burning food, but you know you shouldn't be eating cheeseburgers and fries and drinking sodas and that sort of thing. And you know that.
Stop that. Are you serious?
I know. Go figure.
It's
well, you know, it's amazing to me how often people would ask those kinds of questions. And at first, you know, at first what thoughts used to go in my head, like, are you kidding? Are you crazy? But it wasn't until I really started to listen that what they were really saying was, how much can I get away with, you know, and still have a six pack or still accomplish my goals. And for me, that was a learning experience. I mean, I really was surprised at that. The other thing was that. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. But what happened? You know, when people were asking these sorts of questions, it made me realize that it kind of goes back to the training that I received with Well Coaches and Margaret Moore about what stage that they were in. And it wasn't until I was able to really learn how to ask the certain questions, how to really take a step back and see what stage that they're in, that I was able to coach them. You know, like for instance, if someone were to come to me and tell me or ask me a question, you know, kind of like the what's the magic food, you know, I'm able to take a step back and ask questions and find out, well, you know, is this, are you even passionate about this? Are you even at that place yet that this is a burning desire for you to want to change, to want to achieve? So, you know, so absolutely, it was an opportunity for me to see, okay, when you're asked this question, what place are you coming from? So, I'll go back to Well Coaches. It's actually right now it's the world leader in wellness coaching, and you know,
and
I was
and actually before you even go into that. Why don't you, because remember, you and I are speaking together, but people listening to this may never have heard of some of these things. So how would you define wellness coaching?
Okay, that's a great question. How I define it in as far as wellness is there, you know, wellness coaching is life coaching, you know. Because how you are in everything is how you are in anything is how you are in everything.
Okay.
However, but with wellness, we look at a specific facet of your life, and that facet is around your diet. It is around exercise, but it's also around a couple of other things that a lot of people overlook. It's involved with, for lack of a better word, your spirituality. What are you doing to take care of your soul? What are you doing, and not in a religious sense, but what are you doing to take care of yourself? And relaxation, like balance. You know, it's great that you have a successful career, but if there's nothing going on when you go home, you know, what's up with that? And really working with the client to creating a plan and following through on that. How I usually work with my clients, it's usually a beginning and an end.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3-month period. Our first session usually is about 90 minutes or so, roughly 90 minutes. And during that time, it's what we do is we create what is called a wellness vision. And a wellness vision is basically, in a nutshell, just like kind of describe the life to me that, you know, if everything was working in your life, what would that look like? Like, who would you be? And we start off with a bigger vision, and then from there we break it down into our 3-month goals. And basically, during that time, we try to look at, you know, what are the important elements in this picture? You know, and basically, what I like to say is kind of dangling the carrot in front of you. Like, you know, when times get rough, what is that image, what is that vision that's going to keep you on track? And also, what are the gaps that's going to, you know, what are the gaps between you and accomplishing that goal? Like, what's holding you back? And for some people, that the gap could be time. And so, and you know, and we're living in a day now where, you know, for some people, time really is a precious commodity. So, you know, how can we make that work for your lifestyle? Oh, you know what? On a side note, one of the things that I learned as a coach that I was, again, shame on me, that I was doing before I got these skills was that when I was working with a client, I was impressing upon them my goals for them as opposed to the goals for that they want for themselves. So, it's like, and I'll give you an example. Like, for instance, let's say if a client comes to me and she's, I don't know, clearly 80 pounds overweight. Actually, this happened to me one time, so don't laugh. So,
okay.
She's, you know, she's 80 pounds overweight, and she sits down in front of me, and she's telling me her story, and I'm, you know, I don't even think I heard one word that she said, because I'm thinking, okay, she's 80 pounds, check. She wants to lose weight, check. I'm going to do this for her, check. We're going to create this plan, check, check, check. And then I finally say, okay, well, what is it, your ultimate goal? Well, no, I'm sorry. I started to speak to her, and I started to say to her, well, this is exactly what I was saying to myself. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to meet X, Y, and Z times. We're going to do blah, 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 blah. I'm going to help you get to that size 10 that I'm sure that you've been wanting. And then she says, but I'm fine with where I'm at. I'm just want to relax. I'm just trying to do this to relieve stress. Like, she had no, she did not care about losing weight. She cared about stress relief. And, you know, of course, I had to open mouth and insert foot at that moment. But what it was a lesson for me. It was a lesson for me in that never assume what your clients want. And in the, you know, and in this industry, and just because my goal was to lose 100 pounds doesn't mean that that was her goal.
It's almost like saying to somebody who never even asked, and by the way, you do look fat in that outfit. It would be bad. It would be bad.
I'm probably certain, I probably in some way, shape, or form have done that too. I mean, you know, we could spend an entire hour just talking about the mistakes that I made before I got to where I'm at now.
Well, the mistakes are only the things that make you stronger, because they teach you all the lessons you need to learn, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, and the other thing about coaching in general is that it taught me how to be a listener. And you know, like I was saying before, up until this point, people were asking me for advice, and I would give advice. People would ask for advice, and I would give advice. Sometimes people weren't asking for advice, and I was still giving advice. And what coaching did was it taught me how to be a mirror. It taught me how to really listen and really be mindful of what is being communicated to me. Because really, most people come to coaching because they're tired of struggling. You know, they've been in the place for a long period of their life, and they may be disgusted with themselves. They may be tired with the place that they have in life, and how it manifests itself is in their physical, you know, the physical being. And what my job as a coach is, well, for one, is to help them see for themselves where they need to go. And then the next step is to create a plan to help them find it.
Absolutely. You know, I like to say I'm not in the advice business. People say, ask me about coaching, you know, do you give advice? No, I don't tell people what to do. I'm not in the advice business. In fact, if you want advice, you have to ask twice.
That's
it's
awesome.
Really true.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take that one.
Okay.
hope you don't mind.
Yeah. I don't mind. I actually made that up, so you have to use my name now. Okay.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Porat says.
Dr. Porat. I love it. Love it. My new title. Professor Dr. Porat. So I'm going to keep raising the bar.
That's right. That is right.
So you just told me about one challenging, you might say challenging client experience. I'd love to hear about a success story.
Wow. I'm trying to think of a good one for you. So one of my I've had so many favorite clients. It's kind of like picking your favorite child. But in the context of this conversation, there was one client in particular, and she works in publishing. She was, you know, by all medical standards, obese. And she came to me with the goal of you know, losing weight. And she, by this point, she came to me because she tried every avenue and it didn't, you know, it didn't work. She would always fail. So in our first session of coaching, it's just helping her create a vision. We sort of got to the real reason, like the pain, the emotional reason why that this was important to her. She just had, well, she didn't just have a baby, but she had a young child who was about, I think, 4 at the time. And up until this point, you know, my listening of her was that she wanted to lose weight so she can be a little bit more active. She wanted to lose weight so she can feel more attractive to her husband. But it really wasn't until we got to the discussion about her daughter. And what it came down to was she wanted to be there for her daughter. She wanted to live long enough to see her walk down the aisle. And, you know, like, when I got that, and I'm, you know, it's like I get emotional when I think about it because it was very emotional for her. But I have to tell you, once we got to the root of why it was important, I got to tell you, she lost, okay, so there was actually two phases to this. She lost about 60 pounds with me. She told me, you know, like her and her husband were getting frisky again. She was able to keep up with her kids and everything like that. And then during that, you know, everything got a little so wonderful and so frisky, she got pregnant. And then I trained her throughout her pregnancy as well. I do have experience training pregnant women. So, you know, I trained her throughout her pregnancy as well. So, I mean, for me, like, that was a personal favorite of mine just because of where she was at when she first came to me. And, you know, just kind of how down on herself that she was. And just through the process, through the inquiry, you know, we were able to really work with each other to problem solve and to really set goals because she had 2 children. One was 4, and she had actually she was a successful position in publishing. And so that was one example. Another example is a client that I'm training now, and we trained. As the funny thing was, we trained with each other before I became a coach and after I became a coach. And when I trained her before I became a coach, she did great. She was in her late 20s at the time. She lost an amazing amount of weight. She looked amazing, and then for whatever reason, we sort of parted ways, and then we became reunited again in January. And kind of a similar thing, similar scenario. She kind of fell back. She's older now, so it was more of a challenge, more of a difficulty. And she was coming to me really for the doing aspect of it, but this time I had my toolbox with me, right?
Mm.
So during this process, I was able to talk to her and to work with her and to find out, you know, what her pain was. And there was, and she did, she made great progress. She was very committed. And then, but there was one little thing that was, that she was holding on to. And I know your calls, and I know your show is about business and entrepreneurs, and I think this also applies to that as well. You know, you could be on the cusp of change, and it could be that one thing that you do. It could be that one thing that you change that can just flip the switch on and make a change in your business, or in this case, her, you know, physique transformation. And what it was for her was wine. She used to drink wine all the time. And it wasn't until when she got for herself the importance of making that one change. I'm telling you, Andrew, like her body, it's literally changed overnight. She lost 12 pounds in like 3 weeks. She continues to lose weight. And she's my work in progress, but I can tell you by September, you know, I'll show you pictures, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind it at all about the progress that she made. She's
lovely,
doing amazing. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can give you more, but...
Well, that's fine. By the way, the first story you told me about, before you started telling about it, you said how they're all kind of your children, like they're all your stories, your success stories are all like your favorite. You have so many favorite children.
Yeah.
And yet that one actually led to a real child.
Yeah.
There's something kind of neat about that one.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
you have something to do with the fact that that child is here today.
That's why I get emotional about it.
Yeah.
Really.
And
not to change the subject too much, but
okay.
That's kind of how I got into this business, into this industry, mm-hmm. because, you know, what we do, what you do, and as coaches do, I kind of feel like we're part of like this little privileged club, and this is a club where we get to make an impact in other people's lives, and we get to see it, and we get to go through it with them, and we get to see them make the changes. Without really, and it's an art and a dance. You know, we're involved in their lives, but we're not involved in their lives. We kind of just take a step back and ask the right questions and help them see for themselves where they need to go. And when you see the changes that they make on their, you know, of course you guide them, but at the end of the day, it's a decision that they have to make. But when you see them make that decision and really make the changes that they make, it really is inspiring. And it really makes a difference for how, you know, who I am and how I am being with them. So it's an amazing process.
Very empowering. And speaking of asking the right questions, if anybody out there would like to call in with a question, again, the phone number to call in live is 646-929-2893. Again, because my voice cracked in the middle of that, it's 646-929-2893. It's kind of like I'm going through puberty again, Wes. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah.
You should hear me sing now. I sound like alfalfa.
No,
it's really
that's
wonderful.
Okay.
But it'll all be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anybody out there, please call in. And if you're not listening live, don't call in. There won't be anybody here. Well, I'm making that distinction because this show is available 24/7 once it's completed, and it will be available for as long as we'd like it to be available. So I wanted to ask you, getting back to you had mentioned the entrepreneurship, which I'm very involved with. What are some of the similarities you've discovered between the successful entrepreneur and those who are successful in their health endeavors?
Okay, so there, you know what? One of the things that I had discovered, you know, in my experience as a coach is that that there are absolutely a lot of similarities, and that one of the things that I've noticed is that, for instance, we talk a lot about like passion, we talk a lot about, you know, perseverance, and you know, and just being consistent with whatever goal that you need to attain. But here's the thing, I've seen a lot of people come to me who are very passionate about wanting to get in shape, and I want to do it, and then you know, I'm crying and you know, just really being, in my opinion, just being honest with me about their sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
But they still don't make it, and they're missing one word, and that's planning. You know, and for a successful entrepreneur, it's all about passion. Of course, if you don't have the passion is, you know, if you're doing anything in life without passion, you need to rethink it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But planning makes the difference between those that succeed and those that don't.
Mm.
And every single time, and I have to tell you, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm a creative person by nature. And there's some unwritten rule that creative people hate to plan. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, so a lot of ways I hate to plan. But I have to tell you, every single time that I make a point to plan, it's when I'm successful. And it's the same with my clients as well. And the other thing is that similarities between the two is that my successful clients and successful entrepreneurs, they have a willingness to work hard. you know, and it's more than just being able to just show up. You know, showing up is half the battle, but it's more than just that. You're willing to do what no one else is willing to do. And, you know, if I give you an example, like, for instance, one of my favorite types of client to train are our brides, you know, for maybe obvious or not so obvious reasons, but
they want to fit into that dress.
Basically, yeah. I mean, like, they are like, you know, I joke all the time. I'm like, okay, like, take these two spoons and go up that building and scale up, and I'm going to go get a sandwich, and I'll be back in 30 minutes, and then you should be halfway down by that point. And they're like, okay, you know. They're willing to do, for whatever reason, they're willing to do whatever it takes, you know.
Because they're very highly motivated.
They are more than highly motivated, let me tell you. And, you know, so it's willingness to work hard. And the other thing I see about successful entrepreneurs as opposed to, or business people, as opposed to people who aren't getting, you know, who are successful in obtaining their fitness goals, is that they're willing to accept what they don't know, and they ask. They don't just assume, right? They know what they don't know. And that's actually more important than what they do know, you know?
You mean they know what they don't know, or do you mean they know that they don't know what they don't know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, got it.
And vision. I don't know one successful person, period, that didn't have a vision, didn't have a clear, let me take that back. I have seen people who are successful without a vision, but I haven't seen people who were successful and happy without that vision.
There's a good distinction.
There is a big distinction between that. And with my clients, the ones who had an idea of what they wanted to look like, sort of a blanket thing that they want. It's not just about looks for them. It can be about looks, but it can also be about feeling better, and could be about getting up out of bed without their back hurting. And some people's visions are big, and some people's visions are small, but it's there. And the ones who obtain their goals have a vision. And there's no conflict between that vision and action. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying before, a willingness to work hard, because if you have the vision and you're willing to work hard, you're unstoppable. And it's been and I've seen that time and time again. You know, my clients who come and see me consistently are always the ones that win the game at the end. And what else? Yeah, you know, these are just some of the things that, you know, that I've kind of like learned or I've observed over the years. And there's one big thing. There is one huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, this applies, and it was courage. And you have to be courageous on many different levels, because you have to be courageous. Not, you know, of course you create a vision of yourself, but you can't be afraid to live into that vision, because the person that you are in that vision has to be a different person than you are now. And sometimes that's scary, because who you need to be to get from A to Z may be bold. You know, that person may be a leader. That person may be, you know, whatever it is that you want to live into. And for a lot of people, that's scared. For a lot of people, that's getting out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't even, and for some people, they don't even know what that looks like. So having the courage to take that step really, I'm speaking in the context of the experience that I've had with my clients, but I've seen this time and time again with successful business people as well. You can't be afraid. You can't be afraid of getting out of your comfort zone. So that's yeah.
I heard this. I'm just going to give a little recap of what I heard from you in the last 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What's key in what you do, and I would imagine what I do as well. In other words, I'm agreeing with you. Identifying the pain or motivation,
uh-huh.
creating the vision,
uh-huh.
planning is key,
uh-huh.
hard work, passion, uh-huh. and uh-huh. the courage to live into the vision.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, you did say it. I just wrote them down. I wanted to make sure, because they were good, man. I wanted to make sure I got it.
Great.
Very, very cool.
So you know what? I actually wanted to make a distinction in
sure.
and that, yes, I am a personal trainer and I'm a fitness professional and I am a wellness coach. I do both, but not at the same time. So, you know, I have clients that I don't do any wellness coaching with. I have clients that I just do wellness coaching with. But I find that the experiences that are most enriching for me personally are the ones that when I am coaching them in addition to training them, you know, training for me is more like the doing.
Right.
You know, you come to me and you do this, you do that. But coaching is a whole different distinction. It's a whole different conversation.
Mm.
It's about the being. So I, in case people were a little bit unclear, I just wanted to make sure that there was that distinction there.
The technical word is confused.
Yeah, confused, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So you make words up too, huh?
Absolutely.
You know what? I have to pat myself on the back because I haven't made up one word yet, at least I don't think so. I'm a master at making words up, like really.
I love to make things up. You know, I tell you, one of the greatest training that I ever had that's part of what brought me not what brought me into coaching, but it's part of my ingredient as a coach and as many things. I had 3 years of improvisational theater training
uh-huh.
in the early 80s.
Wow.
And it taught me the ability to really think on my feet and to be very, you have to be extremely supportive of whoever you're working with when you're
uh-huh.
creating an improvisational scene.
Uh-huh.
And the premise of all improv really is yes.
Huh.
So when something is brought to you, you have to run with it. You can't
uh-huh.
say no and do something different.
Uh-huh.
And the training I got in that, and I did it for whatever reasons I did at the time, for fun, for hoping to be a comedian or whatever it was that I thought I might do. But that training has been so amazing for me to this very day. And it's, you know, it's been, I haven't touched that since 85 or 6. But it's creating words on the spot would be certainly one of those lines.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You know, I've been thinking about, I being in New York City, you can't help but have a friend or two that's an actor. So, you know, and you go see them doing the improv. Like, wow, that seems like that's really fun to do. That's on my bucket list. I'm putting that on my bucket list. But excellent. So, the other thing that I wanted to mention while I was still thinking about it is that I just wanted to say thanks again for having this conversation because I love talking about fitness, as you can see, and I have a passion for helping people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also great to be able to talk about coaching in the context of coaching. You know, it's not often I get to do this, so I just wanted to say thanks for that.
Well, you're welcome, Wes. We actually have a good chunk of time left, so if there's anything
mm-hmm.
specific that you'd like to tell me, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as some of the distinctions with wellness coaching and fitness coaching, in a context of the assessment and the inquiry, you know, I just want to make sure that the people are listening, you know, that they understand that as a coach, I provide instruction. And I also provide mentoring, and I help my clients set goals and define an action plan. And during that time, navigate them to the path, and until they reach their goals. I'm all about facilitating, you know, facilitating learning. And I'm all about taking that learning into action. And what that looks like is, like I was saying before, you know, it's a 12-week period or a 3-month period. First session is 90 minutes, and then after that, it's 30 minutes a week. And within that 30 minutes, we sort of, you know, kind of do a run-through of the previous week, but also kind of, you know, in the context of creating that vision, still working with them, and you know, sometimes, you know, midway through, you may find that your goals change. You may find that you were shooting too low, you know. You may find that you've uncovered the real reason why you're doing what you're doing, and it's okay. You know, it's a game that we play, and coaching is about self-discovery. It's not therapy, but it is self-discovery
I just thought of something. Now, obviously, when you work in the realm of being a fitness trainer, that's something you're going to do one-on-one in somebody's gym or wherever you're going to do it.
Uh-huh.
As a coach, do you coach people who are not anywhere near you?
Well, here's the thing. 90% of my coaching is over the phone. And I don't know what it is. I've heard discussion about the difference between, you know, the phone, you know, being over the phone and being in person.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like being over the phone because for a couple reasons. I think on one level, there's a, for the client, there's a certain comfort level that's there, I think. At least in my experience, people have been more comfortable to say the things that they need to say over the phone. And my listening, for whatever reason, just really attuned to it, you know. And to answer your question, most of my clients have been local. In fact, all of them have been local. I've either worked with them one-on-one or it's been through a referral within New York City. I have Skype. I would love to work with somebody in California or, you know, or even from another country because I just love Skype and I want to use it any chance that I can get. So so the answer to your question is most of my clients are over the phone.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have had the very interesting privilege of coaching people from other countries. Most often that's not the case, but the furthest away I ever coached someone was Chennai, India.
Wow. So when you were supposed to be asleep, they were awake and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, finding a time that worked was quite a challenge, and it was not just the number of hours, it was actually on the half hour. He was 10.5 hours ahead of me.
Mm.
And it was always, we really just had to time it just right. I would be up for a little while, he would be about to go to sleep, and something to that effect. It was, you know, and of course dealing with the language and the accent was a whole nother conversation.
That's amazing. You know, I'm reminded of when I used to work in the internet industry, and we used to outsource some of our work with programmers in India. And immediately when you told me about that, I already, it just like, boom, I had like flashback to all the challenges that can be. That's amazing. I would love to have that opportunity. Maybe not as far away as India, but, you know, that might be a stretch, but, I would love to work with somebody, you know, outside of the cultural boundaries that we have with each other, because really, by getting to the soul, getting to the essence of that person, and you know, it really is over any border or over any culture. So if you're listening, I would love to be able to have a conversation with you, no matter where you are.
That's right. So anybody who's listening to this show from elsewhere, USA or over the world. I know I've had people as far away as Australia listen to the show and in the Middle East. And if you would like to really learn about getting your body and mind together and overcoming whatever challenge you have in that area, Wes Murray is your man.
Oh, I think
you heard
so.
It right here from Coach Andrew.
Dr. Coach Andrew.
Dr. Coach Andrew.
Excellent.
I just got a comment from Peter in the chat room that he uses Skype to coach two clients in the UK and the US, and he personally enjoys looking at his clients on Skype, like a face-to-face. That's Peter Marcus in the chat room.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because, you know, even though I do most of my coaching over the phone, again, most of my clients I've actually had some sort of face-to-face interaction, and the phone is an extension of that. And I have yet to have that conversation with someone who I've yet, you know, who I haven't had a face-to-face with at some point. So, yeah, that would be great. I would love that.
Well, technology has just made so many things possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are right now in it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, it's amazing to me that we can, thanks to technology, the internet, and the telephone, we're able to create this virtual radio show that people can listen to from anywhere in the world.
Can you imagine? It's just, you know, we have so many opportunities now that we didn't have even 5 years ago. That you know, and again, within the context of business, is that, you know, for lack of a better word, you have to be crazy not to take advantage of it. If you're a business person, and you know, I know I am. So
you know, you are crazy, or you know, you're taking advantage of it.
Okay, you got me crazy.
I wanted to make sure what I was hearing.
Yeah. That you found the truth out.
Okay. Yeah, so many things, and that's a whole other area of conversation. I could probably coach people just on technology,
mm-hmm.
with everything that's out there, Twitter and Facebook. And that reminds me, I know you have a group on Facebook, don't you?
I do. I do have a group on Facebook. It's called Omri Fitness. AMRI Fitness, you can also find me. My name is Wes Murray, WESS. But I also, if you go on Facebook/losefatfast, you can find me as well.
Lose Fat Fast.
Yes.
Nice. That's very catchy.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Why don't you tell me, what does AMRI Fitness stand for? What does that mean?
Well, you know what? It's a bit of a personal thing, but what happened was, you know, I was trying to figure out names for my business, and I kind of discovered then the term Omri by accident. The history, the short version is Omri means authority. So now the base it's a Swahili word of Middle Eastern descent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, other than the fact that I really like how it sounds, and I really like that it means authority, basically fitness authority. But you know, the woman that I am in a relationship with, she's of Middle Eastern descent, and I'm of African descent, and you know, it was kind of a silent, you know, mesh of the two, which I really enjoyed. So. But the short answer, it means fitness authority in Swahili.
Well, I'm very glad I asked that because I was trying to figure it out, and I'm thinking, what is it? Oh,
yeah.
Arthur Murray Fitness? No, I can know that. I'm thinking Arthur Murray Dancing. Yeah, I'm just thinking it must mean some acronym, and then now I'm glad I asked that because that's very powerful.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so very, very interesting name. So, you had something.
Oh, I just wanted to add one more thing, is that I am also on Twitter, and you can find me, I'm at Coach Wes.
Coach Wes. All
yes.
Right. Well, I'm Coach Andrew, so.
I know.
Keeping it simple.
Are
you Coach Wes everywhere you go?
I try to be. Yeah, you know, people know me as Coach Wes, and if they don't, they usually find out that's what I go by, and then they tease me about it, but that's okay. Coach Wes is.
I hear that all the time too.
Yeah.
Well, see, at least you're involved with involved in fitness. There's like some, you know, people have in their mind, if they're not familiar with the world of coaching that we're in, they want to know, what team do I coach for?
Yeah, that's true.
And in the way I do coach for the team, it's just not a sports team. It's the teams in the game of life, right?
Absolutely.
In the game of life, you need a good coach, but you don't need a whistle.
No.
I don't think
at least,
so.
So, not always.
As we're wrapping up our show, is there any thing you'd like to offer? Is there anything you'd like to put out there to our listeners?
Absolutely. What I like to offer is, you know, we had an opportunity to talk and you know, to really share about my passion and why this is important to me. What I like to do is I like to offer three people who are listening to take advantage of a complimentary session with me. And how you can do that is you can go to my blog. And how you would do that, you can go to my website, which is OmriFitness, AmriFitness.com, and go to the blog section. And the first three people who make a comment on my most recent blog makes them eligible. And I'll get in touch with you, and we will set up our complimentary session.
Oh, that's a great offer. So everyone who's listening, jump, go to that blog right now, make a comment. Okay.
Absolutely.
I might have to beat them to it. Well, Wes, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you as a guest on my show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It's been terrific, and I've been looking forward to this for a while, actually. And so, again, everyone, that was Coach Wes Murray, www.amrifitness.com. And, again, my name is Andrew Poretz, and I can be found on andrewporetz.com or ingenuitycoaching.com, or better yet, myfuturecoach.com. That's probably the easiest one for you to remember. You can find me on Twitter at Coach Andrew. And you can find me on Facebook at Andrew Poretz. So that's facebook.com/Andrew Poretz. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you, Wes, and good night, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.